Hello, everyone, and welcome to our Leadership Lab podcast. This is Pastor Dennis C. Leadership Lab is about dissecting discipleship and leadership development in the local church. And for today, we continue our interview with Pastor John Rohr, who is one of our prophets in our Every Nation movement. He's also a former basketball coach, one of those pastors who have greatly influenced my life. And today, he is going to talk about the five attributes of mentally tough people. And I know for sure, guaranteed, this is going to minister to you and change you the same way it has changed my life. So let's watch this interview.
I want to give you five very quick attributes of mental toughness. Number one, first attribute is a sound mind. He's not given us a spirit of fear, but a power, love, and a sound mind. That's very important, a sound mind. Now, the first work of the enemy is to destabilize your mind. He doesn't want you to have a sound mind because a sound mind is able to operate perfectly under stress. See, the enemy puts us in a stress test. And if there's anything in it, we're all facing now is a lot of stress. Men's hearts fail them for fear. And so the sound mind is able to combat the stress when the stress test comes, but the enemy wants to destabilize it like he did Job. When, you know, Job lost all his family and his possessions and then it's not enough. Here he comes back and accuses him again. Have you considered my servant Job? No man like him. Now, you know, all of his friends, his wife, and every one of them said, oh, Job, you've done something bad here. You've done something bad. No, he hadn't. In every way, he did not lay it to God's account. But the next one was, he got boils all over his body. I got one on my nose one time. That was enough for me. I couldn't even think. My nose swelled up where I couldn't even see around it. But yeah, boils. The enemy wants to destabilize your mind. Then that's why God wants to give you a sound one based upon truth, based upon the established heart and the established mind based upon truth. Number two, disciplined thoughts. Taking every thought captive, we cast out. Take them captive and cast them out. No, God's on my side. I will not fear what man can do to me. I have to believe that. Right where you are, I want you to say it with me. I have to believe that. It's not enough that God said it. You have to believe it. I have to believe it. I didn't want to believe it. You can read about it in my book in Singapore. I tell the story of how I had to overcome that lie that God wasn't on my side. I finally did. And today I can tell you, God's on my side. And I can tell you, he's on yours. Because if I can believe it, anybody can. I went to a loaded gun. God's on your side. And so we've got to learn to discipline our thoughts. These arguments, we've got to cast them down. The speculations. How bad is it going to get? It's going to get as bad as it's going to get. I'm going to get as good as I can get. I mean, suppose Pastor Dennis, he said, Pastor John, I want you to come on the show. And I go, I'm not doing good, Pastor Dennis. You know, all that stuff I told you back at the conference? No, it's early. I'm not a morning person. So I'm pretending in my mind that it's 8 o'clock or 8:30 in the evening, not 7:30 in the morning. Number three, you've got to have a winning attitude. Attitude. Now, attitude, we mostly relegate to the way we react to things. Well, that's a one way to describe it, but why are we giving it that definition? Because attitude is a nautical term. Nautical. Airplanes, ships, has to do with how they get from one place to another. For instance, an airplane has to have a certain attitude. Now, if an airplane tries to fly level, it's got to actually fly with its nose up. When it takes off, isn't it interesting? An airplane has to lower that landing gear to keep that nose up so that when it lands, it's interesting too. When it takes off, you got to keep that nose up so it can get air under those wings. How many times in a basketball game have I seen a kid make a mistake, and even like Steven did, missing those shots, when all of a sudden, nose goes down, shoulders slump, that's a bad attitude. And I know at that point in time, in fact, how many times have I hollered out on the floor and say, get your nose up. When I would say that, they would know what I meant, because a bad attitude was not going to help us win the game. No, you can't. Okay, you've made a mistake. Don't make a bigger one by trying to make up for the one you just made or giving up and getting down on yourself. No, no, no. Keep your nose up. So we've got to have a winning attitude. We're going to win. In fact, we already have. That's what the Bible says. We've already won because Jesus won it for us. Yeah, good news. Keep our nose up. Two reasons you better keep your nose up. Number one, if you get your nose down, you can't see what's coming at you. Freight train might be coming right at you, but because your nose down, you can't see it. Got to keep your nose up. See, and keeping your nose up allows you to see where you're going. Remember, we're called for a purpose. He's given us a future and a hope. All right. So I have long introductions, short messages. Number four, Big Mo. How many know what Big Mo is? Momentum. Big Mo. You got to get Big Mo on your side. You've got to get some momentum to your faith. You've got to create momentum in your mind, where you begin to see what the word says. Yes, God is on my side. I am coming through. You see, when you read these words, you're not supposed to see words on a page. You're supposed to see the pictures that the words are painting. We've got to get the right picture. God longs to bless his servant, to prosper him. We're going to come back one way or the other. We're not going to be afraid. That's a decision. Now, so we want momentum must be built. Built. You build it. And all you athletes and professional people, you know that once momentum is on your side, boy, it gets easy. Confidence, amazing. Confidence, people just know. Remember the knowledge of God? See, knowledge is very important. We can take the knowledge of their past failures and all the naysayers and all of that, and we can let that knowledge build a stronghold that keeps God from being able to get through. And the people who want to encourage you, I'm doing everything I know how to do right now to encourage you, but are you willing to take encouragement? Take your medicine. I'm trying to give you some gospels. I know that's bad. But anyway, you got to take your gospels. It's good probably take them 3 times a day. So that once you start to build momentum, you know what happens when an airplane starts to take off and then it backs off. Boom. No, taking off just gets us airborne. And then once a plane, and here's a good thought for you. I'm sure most every one of you have been 38, 40,000 feet, and you're sitting by the window seat, and you look out, and for a moment, this happens every time, I look out, and for a moment, it doesn't look like I'm going anywhere. Inside, as still as it can be. And I look outside, and I'm going. But I have to remind myself, No, fix your eyes on a point down below. And you'll notice that it's moving. That's because you're moving. Actually, at probably 600, 625 miles an hour. I have people all the time say to me, Pastor John, I just don't feel like I'm going anywhere. And I always have to say, oh, that's right. We walk by feelings, don't we? No, we walk by faith, not by feelings. Because you are going at 625 miles an hour, but it doesn't feel like or look like you're going anywhere. But yes, you are. You're being hurled headlong into your destiny if you're building momentum. You build up that speed. And then it's an amazing thing. They can back those throttles off, and the momentum of the plane is taking up a lot of the power. Doesn't take very much power once that plane gets going. Same is true in spiritual things. Once that plane gets going, once that faith is strong, confidence, attitude, noses up, here we go. And number 5, attribute of mental toughness. Remember, we're trying to build some toughness here. Toughness of the mind. Everybody wants physical toughness, and to get it, you got to lift those weights, and you got to run, and you got to do all that. You got to also build toughness in your mind. So remember, when the stress comes, your mind doesn't break down. What do they call it? A mental breakdown. That just means the mind broke down. It just isn't operating right. It's not operating right. It's not thinking correctly. And so, number 5 is we have to conquer adversity. Oh, I said it. Adversity. Now, what is adversity? Let me give you a definition of it here. An event, a series of events which oppose success or desire, misfortune, calamity, affliction, distress, state of unhappiness, turbulence or storm, unstable, insecure, unsafe, adversity. Why do we run from adversity? Why do we run from those things that are uncertain? I always believe, and I believe it to this day, champions are birthed out of adversity. You'll only be as strong, as tough as the adversity, remember, that you overcome, that you conquer. Now, thank God I survived for a number of years of my life. But I'm telling you, surviving is not conquering. I'm not trying to survive my way through life. Thank you, Lord, for saving me from trying to survive through life. No, we overwhelmingly conquer through him who loves us. We don't throw away our confidence, for it has a great recompense of reward. For God's going to make it up to you. He's going to make it up to us for what we're going through for his sake. Remember Hebrews 10:35, don't throw away your confidence. That's where that comes from. If you read the first verses prior to that, you're talking about Hebrew Christians who were being persecuted and actually persecuted for the things that other people were going through. You shared in their adversity, it said. So therefore, don't throw away your confidence. For you have need of endurance. So that, Lord, help them. Help them, Lord. Help them. Help them. Help them. They're going to need help on this one, Lord. So that after, say after. After. So that after you've done the will of God, you may receive what is promised. After you've done. But human nature, we want the promise before we've done the will of God, before we've suffered, before we've gone through it and we've had to win. Winning is conquering, overcoming. I smoked 4 packets of cigarettes a day in my early 20s. 4 packets a day. That's almost 54 years ago. Because one day I looked at a cigarette and I said, you're killing me and I'm letting you do it. I hate you. And I snapped that cigarette. Now, in about 5 minutes, I was laying in a fetal position on the floor praying to die. My roommate in college walked in and said, Roar, you're trying to quit smoking. You know you can't quit smoking. But you see, amazing thing had happened. I realized that thing was killing me and I was doing it. I was doing it to myself. And I made up my mind right there and then when he said that. I looked at him, I said, I will never smoke another cigarette again. And that's 53 years ago. In August, it'll be 54 years. That's momentum. If you think I'm going to run out and buy a pack of Marlboros, boy, I love those things. I still want one now and then. If you think I'm going to go out and buy another pack of Marlboros, you're crazy. Because I've got a streak going. I've got momentum. I'm breathing good. I know I'm somewhere around 40. I dye my hair gray. Need a haircut, but you probably do too. Anyway. No, I'm a little older than that. But if you can get more excited about going, I'm going back. I'm getting back on planes. I'm coming back to the Philippines, Paul and Julie. I love the Philippines. Gave me my daughter-in-law gave me much more. I wouldn't have the faith I have today if I hadn't come to you to see your heart. We're coming through because Jesus already came through for us.
Thank you so much, Pastor John Rohr. I know you guys got a lot from that one. The attributes of mentally tough people, sound mind, disciplined thoughts, winning attitude, big mo or momentum, and conquer adversity. Man, pretty exciting. 5 things that we need to develop and ask the Lord to help us. So I do hope and pray that you discuss this with your victory group, discuss this with your friends, with your loved ones. And I want you to start praying, God, transform me by the renewing of my mind. So why won't we all just bow down our heads and pray? Lord, I pray for each and everyone who's listening to this. I pray, Lord, that develop in us the attributes of mentally tough people. With Lord, give us the spirit of a sound mind, of disciplined thoughts, Lord, knowing where to dwell our thoughts on, Lord, a winning attitude, knowing that we are victors in Christ. Lord, that we would understand the big momentum that Christ has started for us, and that, Lord, we can conquer adversity. Any challenge that's thrown at us by the enemy, we have the power of the Holy Spirit to be able to succeed in life. So I pray, Lord, that let the words of God be a good deposit in our soul so that we might fight this good fight of faith. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Again, thank you so much, guys, for listening. This is Pastor Dennis for Leadership Lab, dissecting discipleship and leadership development in the local church. See you again in our next podcast.
For more episodes, please visit our YouTube channel, Leadership Lab Podcast.